The Christmas parade used to come right down Center Street in Milwaukee, a half block from our house. And one year, I was 7 or 8, I crawled under one of the cream puff Pontiacs in the uptown used car lot to sneak a peek at Sandy. He wasn't ours, of course. And when I crawled out from under the front bumper and he seemed to wave at me in passing, I felt like a fraud. It wasn't a question of whether Santa existed or not, but more like whether I did. I had Santa envy bad. Mom did take me to Gimbel's to get my picture taken with him when I was about 3. And one Hanukkah, we even hung stockings from the mantel, but it was a fake fireplace, and nothing came of it. I remember thinking how great it would be if Santa could have worked both sides of the street, you know, first Christmas Eve, then 8 days of schlepping presents from a Lincoln Town Car. Come to think of it, I don't know which came first, the revelation that there may not have been a Santa Claus, or that we were Jewish, and it was a moot point anyway. For a while, I thought Rabbi Twersky was Santa Claus, since not only was he a ringer for him, but he was all sweetness, light, and generosity, although I never brought it up during my bar mitzvah studies. In fact, St. Nicholas, with his white beard and black robes, very much resembled a rabbi, although it must be said that he was Bishop of Myra in the 4th century in what is now Turkey. There, through his beneficence and courageous interventions on behalf of the poor and disenfranchised, he became the most venerated saint of the Middle Ages. He was protector of the poor, sailors, charitable and benevolent organizations, merchants, pawnbrokers, unmarried women, and above all children, whose lives he saved and families he fed in his miracles. Nicholas was the benefactor of children in a time when childhood did not even exist, let alone any protections for the young. St. Nicholas gave away his personal fortune to those in need, riding into legend on a white horse, putting little tchotchkes or lumps of coal as appropriate in children's boots left outside their doors. Neglected after the Reformation, Nicholas holed up in Holland as Sinterklaas, and even adapted to the changing times, sailing in an Amsterdam harbor at the wheel of a steamboat filled with presents and, of course, more than enough leftover coal. Sinterklaas sailed with the Dutch colonists to New Amsterdam, where, like so many immigrants, he was given an Americanized name, Santa Claus, and was soon recognized in the New World, as he had been in the Old, as a personification of benevolence, goodwill, and giving during Christmas and other times as needed. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and a blessed Kwanzaa.